the updated and enthusiastically received version of a classic Szechuan cookbook has made it into food commentator Nancy Leeson's collection. She tells KNKX's Dick Stein why she likes it so well on today's Food for Thought.
Hey, Stein. I have to tell you, I've been cooking a lot out of The Food of Szechuan, Fuchsia Dunlop's new updated version of her book, Land of Plenty. And I know you've been cooking out of Land of Plenty for a while, right?
Yeah, I've had that book probably since it came out.
Which was about 20 years ago. Here in the greater Seattle area, we have had this explosion of regional Chinese cuisine. So while I have gotten out to some places, I really have been spending a lot more time cooking Chinese food at home. And while I have a huge shelf full of Chinese cookbooks, this new book by Fuchsia is really blowing me away.
You have the new one and not the original. And I have the original, Land of Plenty, and not the new one. What is it that you like so much about the updated version?
I love the way she offers a recipe. I love the things that she says, like her fish fragrant eggplant. Add the garlic and ginger and stir fry until they smell delicious.
That's a good one. That's a terrific eggplant dish. And the term fish fragrant doesn't mean that it smells like fish. It uses a set of seasonings that are often used in fish dishes.
I also make the fish fragrant cold chicken. And I did that this week using leftover poached chicken that I had from making Andrea Nguyen's Instant Pot Pho. And all I had to do was put together most of the things I keep in the house, light soy sauce and dark soy sauce, and the Szechuan bean paste. And I know you always have some Szechuan bean paste around.
I splurged on some 3-year aged Szechuan bean paste, which I got from this mail order outfit, Mala Market. The bean paste is terrific, better than what I've been buying in the stores. And their huajiao, the Szechuan pepper, the green and the red, is just magnitudes more flavorful than anything that I've bought before.
And I just bought some at World Spice Merchants, where I love to shop for spices. I've been making her mapo tofu, which you've been making that for years, right?
Yeah, it's what I make when I'm trying to get someone over their tofu phobia.
It's really easy, exceptionally delicious. I met Fuchsia 2 years ago when she came to town, and I really didn't know much about her then, and sadly didn't have any of her books. But since then, I read her memoir, Shark's Fin and Szechuan Pepper, and I have a couple of her cookbooks. Every time I open a magazine now or watch a TV show, she's in it. She's in an Ugly Delicious episode with David Chang. Hey, did you see those videos that she put up online?
Yeah, with Serious Eat, Daniel Gritzer.
She's considered a contributor there now, and I watched several of those, and I think people should really go to the Serious Eat's website and check out those Fuchsia Dunlop videos in which she shows you some easy ways of making those dishes.
When you are not cooking at home, do you have a favorite Szechuan restaurant in the Seattle area you like to go?
For years, my family was a huge fan of Spicy Talk Bistro in Redmond, and they closed there and reopened closer to us in Kirkland. But I just have to be pretty honest and say that I'm really having so much more fun making my own.
Well, that is more fun, and I'm the same way. But when I do go out for Szechuan, I like Tacoma Szechuan on South Tacoma Way. We've been talking about Fuchsia Dunlop's Food of Szechuan, her updated version of her older book, Land of Plenty. We'll have some recipe links and some photos in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX spicy food talker,
Nancy Leeson, he's Mala
Dick Stein.